I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for hour number two of The Usual Suspects. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel, it's an FEF Friday. If you missed it, F is also for funny, as we know, therefore, like food. Because F was for our food discussion in hour number one as well.
That's right.
Funny works into the equation, and Barry's comedian of the week, if you missed it, is going to join us at 3:30, so that's even better. Greg Warren. Greg Warren and Barry are doing some shows this weekend as well at the Joke Joint, so we've got some information on that. If you missed any of that, catch the podcast, but we still have clips coming up from Greg at 2:15, 3:15, and... like I said, he'll be joining us later in the show.
F can also stand for free stuff. Let's give something away. How about two tickets to the Houston Whiskey Social on May 19th? Actually, that's not right. July 28th. Why does it say May 19th?
May 19th!
It says May 19th.
Oh, that's bad. I'm isolating that.
Boy, and this says this is for the show to be read on The Usual Suspects from 1 a.m. to 4 p.m. All right, so here's your chances. Texas Whiskey Events and the Warriors for Freedom Foundation presents the Houston Whiskey Social, the largest annual whiskey tasting in Texas, featuring more than 350 different whiskeys from around the world, select single barrel offerings, and fine food to match. The only place in Texas you'll find vintage spirits going back decades. Here's a chance to win two tickets to the third annual event. It's at the Citadel in Houston, Friday, July 28th. Aha! Now we have the real date at 7 p.m. Tickets are still available. Log on to HoustonWhiskeySocial.com and grab some tickets if you do not win. But right now, if you're caller number 10, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776, caller number 10, good luck. You will win Houston Whiskey Social tickets for July 28th.
And if you're lucky, we might throw in some for May 20th.
Look, it says right there.
I saw it.
And then it says 1 a.m. is when our show starts.
Can you imagine if we did 1 a.m. to 4 p.m.?
Houston Whiskey Social. Good luck, fellas and ladies.
Whiskey River.
A lot of ladies out there love the whiskey. I don't know if you know that or not.
You like whiskey.
I love whiskey.
Yeah.
But I think the whiskey population amongst women is slept on.
You think so?
Yeah.
I thought whiskey was more of a male-dominated drink.
I know a lot of women that really like a good
Lauren
whiskey.
Lauren Pope is a whiskey drinker.
Yep. I'll start there. Lamont said, everyone may love chicken, but everyone doesn't know good chicken. And he also added that white people's chicken analysis is not really taken seriously by blacks.
Okay.
It is kind of true.
I hate to tell you this, but Southern white folks love them some chicken.
I resort to
Southern white folks love chicken.
I will say this. I'll resort to that show I always listen to, the Breakfast Club. And they were questioning a stand-up comic. I think her name is Tiffany
Haddish.
Yes.
Okay.
And Taylor Swift invited her for some of her seasoned baked chicken. And they would not believe Tiffany that the chicken was good. They swore up and down that Taylor Swift's chicken was bad.
Taylor Haddish, or
Tiffany Haddish was like, said it was amazing. You had it all wrong. Her chicken was amazing.
Okay, well, baked chicken lets you know right away that a white person was making it, first of all.
I would agree with that. I would absolutely agree.
You don't got to go there. That's not true.
Yeah, that is a problem.
White people make some fried chicken.
White people, oh, yeah, don't get, dude, fried chicken was a staple in my house. My mom, the whitest woman on the planet, can get down on some fried chicken. And not only can she make it, she would have fried chicken 7 days a week if it was possible for her. Like, she loves it. So
yeah, my mom made not only fried chicken and also pork chops.
Yep.
Made them all different ways, too. So I don't want to get it down to a race issue. I mean, it just depends on how you were brought up and the way your parents were and what food was on the table.
Yeah, Lamont's just throwing out racist things on Twitter now. That, and he said, white people stay in your lane and boil shrimp.
Oh, God.
What? Lamont, stop trolling, man. You're trolling too much.
All right, on that note, hey, we're having fun. Hour number two, 3 hour show. Join us, won't you? Something on your mind you want to get off your chest? 713-780-3776. HRP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Back with more ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I'm not from New York, though. I'm from St. Louis. That's where my parents live. They're getting old. My dad's turning 70. He's retired. He's bored. He's got one hobby. He likes going out to eat and getting a deal and bragging about it. He tells cheap dinner stories like they're war stories. There was eight of us. Everybody had an entree. Everybody had at least two drinks. Your mother had five. How much you think we paid? $140, $36.50 with tip. Well, then you ate dog food, Dad, all right? Your brother and I went to lunch at Sullivan's. We got out of there for $9. You got out of there? Was it a hostage situation?
Greg Warren's our comedian of the week. If you missed it, you don't have to miss much because Greg Warren is going to be performing at the Joke Joint this weekend with none other than Barry Laminack. And you guys can be a part of the show. There's always calling the Joke Joint to get tickets. Barry also has a way for you to win them. And yeah. Oh, by the way, Greg Warren is going to be joining us in the 3:30 portion of the program.
Yeah, because a couple of people texted and said, where the hell did the text go? Hey, Barry, are you playing the Joke Joint tonight? Any free ticket giveaways? And then someone else says, does your token black couple from the front row have to join the mailing list to get free tickets asking for a friend? Yeah, to make it fair, I don't want to like show preferential treatment, even though I do appreciate everybody that's come out and supported in the past. But to make it fair, since it is a giveaway, I'm going to pick four random names from my mailing list to everybody that joins during the show. So easy way to do it. Just go to barryisfunny.com. There's a link at the top that says sign up. Make sure you include your name because a lot of people are just doing their email address. And now I have no idea who you are. I'll email you.
You're going to get a lot of that. Yeah. Leave out.
But just
very important
at least just put your first name. So when I email you, I'm not like, hey, Big D 123. Like, that, just put your name in there for me. But yeah, if you sign up, just go to barryisfunny.com, click on sign up, join my mailing list. I'll pick four random names. You'll get up to four tickets each. You pick the show you want to come to this weekend. Going to be a lot of fun, man. Going to be a lot of fun. And like I said, he'll be here at 3:30. So good times.
There you have it. By the way, Astros back in business.
Yep.
In Anaheim tonight as they open up the second half of the season. They got 60,
kind of, right?
60 some games left in 162 game schedule. Keuchel on the hill tonight.
Does it bother you when they do that? When the fact that it's not split right at the 61 game mark?
Bother is a strong word. It annoys me from time to time, but they do it in the NBA too. The All-Star break is always the midway point when it's not. So it's become a thing.
All right. So my question for you, I guess, at the midway point. Is anyone catching the Astros? Seattle or
no.
Oakland? Are either of them catching the Astros?
I don't think so. Do you?
No. Will either of Seattle or Oakland make a wild card?
Yes.
All right. So you like them over the Twins. You like them over. So we know one wild card is coming out of the East.
No, without question.
So it's either going to be the Red Sox or the Yankees.
Yep.
The other wild card could be Seattle. It could be Oakland. It could be Minnesota. But I think it's slim pickings. I think that it's. I mean, hell, even Los Angeles, the Angels being 14 games out, still have a better record than the Twins do, who are second in the Central, and only 7.5 games behind the Indians. So I say only, that's a lot. But yeah, I'm with you. I think it's either Seattle or Oakland.
I think it's the Mariners.
You think it's the Mariners? Mm-hmm. Okay, so Mariners and either the Yankees or Red Sox is correct. Your wild card. Yep. All right. Will Atlanta make the playoffs as either a wild card or win the division?
I got Washington catching them for the division.
Okay, so you have Washington winning the East.
Right.
Catching the Phillies and the Braves.
Yep.
So of the Phillies and the Braves then, are either of them getting the wild card?
I just don't see it this year.
You don't see either of them doing it?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't. I mean, I like Colorado. I mean, the Dodgers obviously righted the ship. They're good. That division is pretty solid in the West. I guess it's possible one of them.
Well, I was going to say, so yeah, everyone is, it's been kind of sexy to talk about that NL West.
Right.
But surprised me, and it would surprise you, I'm sure, to find out that the Phillies and the Braves both have a better winning percentage than the Diamondbacks and the Rockies.
Right. But so I when you look the over there. The day, okay, let's just, I'll split them. I think you'll get one out of the East, one out of the West.
Okay.
All right.
So no love for your Brewers then. Are they catching the Cubs?
I think the Brewers, I really do. I was surprised that the Cubs
because
the Brewers
have a better record than those four teams. They have a better record than the Phillies, Braves, and a better record than the Diamondbacks and Rockies.
I forgot about my crew.
Yeah, you did.
I think the crew's going to win the division. I really do.
I think they're catching the Cubs, huh?
Are just, to me. Now, I know they're making moves.
Oh, yeah.
I know they already made one trade. They said they're not done. So it's possible that, you know, Theo Epstein and his crew is going to try and, you know, make some kind of a trade push. But I love what the Brewers have. I love the fact they haven't had to mortgage the farm to get what they have. I'm glad they didn't make a big rental with Machado like they did with Sabathia a couple years back, and it really set them back. So I take that back. I'm going to say one from the West and one from the Central, and I'm going to say that the East gets shut out with the exception of the division winner.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
And I'm standing by that one.
You're not changing again?
No.
Okay. Yeah, it's going to be interesting, man, because unlike the AL, there's really three teams in the East, in the NL East, that have a serious opportunity to make the playoffs, and the Phillies, the Braves, and the Nationals.
Yep.
There's at least two teams in the Central. I think the Cardinals, after watching last night, all the defensive issues that they're having, and that's not been fixed, and that cost Matheny his job as part of that.
It still looks like they got internal issues.
But so two teams in the Central. And there's legitimately four teams in the NL West with the Dodgers, the Diamondbacks, the Rockies. And yes, the Giants are still in it. They have a 5-10 winning percentage.
Yeah.
They're not out of it or out of the division for that matter. So that's a lot. That's more than half of the National League has an opportunity to make the playoffs at this point.
Which is what baseball wants. Yeah. Everybody's still in it. Everybody's still got a shot. It could go down to the wire. They love all of that. So that's great. Who you got in the National League?
I was pulling up the wild card standings real quick. So you've got in the AL, you've got the Mariners and the Yankees have the wild card lead. Oakland is three back of the wild card. All right. So keep that in mind. That's the everybody else is at least 8.5 after Oakland. So it's literally three teams in the hunt for the wild card right now. Mm-hmm. What that means. In the NL, it's Milwaukee and Atlanta. The Diamondbacks are a half game back. The Rockies are 2. The Giants are 4. The Cards are 4.5. The Nats are 5. Even the Pirates are 5.5
That's
games
fantastic.
Out of the wild card.
For baseball.
There are literally four teams that are not in the wild card hunt. The Reds, the Marlins, the Mets, and the Padres. Everybody else has a legitimate shot of getting a wild card and making the playoffs. And I mean, I say legitimate. They're in the discussion. If the Pirates were to make a big move, if they were to go out and get a bat and an arm or something like that, they might be in it. So, I mean, there's some parity over there in the NL. That is for sure. To answer your question, I don't see many surprises. I think I'm with you. I think it's either the Yankees, the Red Sox, and the Mariners that come out of the AL. I think in the NL, it's probably going to be the Diamondbacks and the Brewers.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah. So I've got the Cubs. I got the Cubs winning. I'm going to stick by my Nationals pick in the East. And I think that the Dodgers will do enough and make enough moves to hang on to that.
I think just the Machado move alone to make up for what they lost with Seager. Yeah, they're not done by any means. And like I said, their general manager and their baseball staff, which is normally not in favor of the quick fix and going for it now, they're going for it now.
But, I mean, there were some names that were dropped on the broadcast last night that, you know, you look at a Hap. If somebody adds Hap, like if the Diamondbacks do, if somebody adds Adam Jones, if Adam Jones goes to Colorado and hits in the Colorado air, and he could play and he could pick. I mean, I know he plays center field and they already have Charlie Blackman.
Right.
You put him in left, you put him in right. I mean, there's some options for these teams to add some sticks and add some arms. And
that's the thing people sleep on with Colorado. They give them so much like credit for playing in the altitude, but I saw that team play at Dodger Stadium, and I know that Nolan Arenado, I know those, Charlie Blackman, I know those guys can hit. And if you add an Adam Jones to a roster that can already hit, you're going to be in pretty good shape. Yeah. I think they got a good roster.
Oh, they do. They have a fantastic roster already. You've got Parra in left, Blackman in center, and Gonzalez in right.
Mm-hmm.
But if you added an Adam Jones and put him in left fielder, I mean, you added an arm. And remember, I mean, everybody likes to poo-poo on the Rockies pitching staff. And their numbers are never going to be great
because of the
pitching
altitude
in Colorado. But remember, half of their games are on the road.
Exactly.
So they do get some opportunities to pitch on the road.
You imagine if they locked down an ace, especially if they were a wild card.
Yeah,
they could do some damage now.
Yeah, if they were to get to add like a Hap or something like that, you're right. They do have an opportunity to do some damage. So I was looking at their pitching stats. It's not great like you would expect, but they're tied for 18th in quality starts, which doesn't sound all that great, but when you consider that half of those are going to occur in Colorado, it's not horrible, and their pitching staff isn't horrible. So yeah, they're in it. And I for a while I thought, oh god, they're out of it, there goes one of my picks. But they've managed to right the ship a little bit. So
a lot of my relatives are huge Dodger fans, and they were already throwing in the towel. They got off to a horrendous start. They lost Seager. It looked like it was a lost season. They lost Kershaw, and now they're right there to where. And now they make this trade, and it's like, man, it's incredible. We keep telling people it's a long season.
Yeah.
They use that to their advantage this year.
Yeah, AL might be kind of boring to watch now, but I think the NL.
It'll be interesting in the East just to see who wins the division, because it's crazy when you think a team that's probably going to win 100-plus games is going to be a wild card team.
Yeah.
And could be done one and done.
And how the hell are the Yankees getting outscored so badly by teams like the Red Sox? I mean, the Yankees have scored 493 runs. The Red Sox, it's not even close, 530 runs. They've scored 40 more runs than the Yankees have. Now, I know that the games played is a little skewed, but it shouldn't even be that close if they had played the same amount of games. That lineup, that was murderer's row.
No question about it. But here's the thing.
Gleyber Torres being out has hurt a little bit.
Yeah.
Sanchez.
Yeah. But here's the other thing. Look at it from a Red Sox perspective. Look at how they had zero offense last year, and the Astros, you know, obviously were dominant against them for the most part. And everybody was like, I don't know if the Red Sox are going to have a quick fix like they normally like to do. But look at J.D. Martinez. They got him late. Everybody was like, yeah, he's probably going to be down
from
last year.
That was not the sexy get.
He's killing it. Betts is completely surprising people with his power numbers and the way he's killing it. Everybody that needed to step up a notch has stepped it up like three.
It's crazy.
Yeah, so it'll be fun to watch. So again, Astros at it tonight, late night in Anaheim in the Big A as they take on the Angels and Dallas Keuchel's on the hill. We can talk about Astros. We talk about a whole lot more. But everything's open as we head to the second half of the show. 713-780-3776. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Back with the second half. It's the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
Is the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for the second half of the big show. That means 90 in the rear view, 90 still to go. If you want to be a part of it, hey, numbers are a thing with us. Barry is the analytical expert. But numbers that you need to know, 713-780-3776. You can call that number. And you can be a part of the show. And right now, if you call that number and you are caller number 15, you could win a very special prize. We love the listeners. We know you guys know that because we call you the suspects. And that's what makes up the usual suspects. Well, we want to take care of the listeners that help us to be the number one sports radio station here in the Houston area. That means we're going to have a party to celebrate listener appreciation. In order to get into that party, you got to have tickets. If you want tickets, here's your chance to win. Caller 15 will get you tickets to come in and be a part of a great evening of fun. It is going to be on the 2nd of August, and it's going to be at night, so you don't have to worry about missing work time, but we are going to have a heck of a good time. Everybody here at the station is going to be a part of it. I know that the Blitz are going to have like a poker tutorial and play poker with you. I know Lance is going to sit there and break down football tape and shows you some of the things that he does when he's getting ready for the draft. Charlie Polillo, who we know is a self-proclaimed statistician knowledge extraordinaire, is going to be available for you to try and stump him. I guess we're going to play some Papa Shot and maybe do some other things, but we're all going to be there, and we'd love to have you be a part of it too. So right now, there's not even going to be anything that you have to pick up. You'll eventually get an email if you win, but caller 15, you can be a part of our listener appreciation party. Good luck.
Oh, they already started calling before you even finished the read. Is that cheating? Should we clear the board and start over?
No, we should not.
You want to call in and like, see if our interns are actually telling you what number you are?
Yeah. Oh, we need to do that one day.
I would agree.
We still need to do that. We need to call in. Is that a call from...
Brandon is a call, yeah.
Okay. And we're good with it? Won't mess up the interns if we take the call?
Nope, it won't.
Okay. Brandon wants to talk baseball, piggybacking off of our...
Go ahead, Brandon. What's up?
What's going on, guys? Happy FDF Friday. So, Barry, I guess I'm stuck going to your show tomorrow night. I sit on the street corner holding up the tickets with $50 in my hands, and I couldn't convince anybody to take the damn tickets from me, so I guess I'm stuck. And then
sorry for
Wednesday,
your loss.
Wednesday I won two tickets for the listeners event on the 2nd, so I guess I'll be at that too. Man,
nice.
I just can't win for losing.
Yeah, so. Sucks for you, dude. I'm sorry.
We're hoping that helps you bring up your overall image.
Hanging
around with a success story like us,
Seattle. I don't want them to catch us, but I would like them to. I would like to make it interesting, but I don't think that Seattle's just going to go away in the second half. I mean, they've shown resilience. They did a lot better before the All-Star break than I thought they were going to do with that rough schedule that they had. And you know, with I think it's Robinson Cano that's hurt, isn't it?
Well, he was suspended, and they'll get him back. But why do you think we're sleeping on him? We suggested that they're going to make the playoffs. They'll be a wild card team.
Yeah, but you said that they're not going to make a run at the division. And I mean, how far back are they right now? They're only two or three games back.
They are
correct?
Five games back.
Four in the loss column, right?
Yeah, but they're five games. Right, yeah, right. They're five games back total. But you do understand that this is a team that doesn't put up a ton of runs, but also gives up a ton of runs. Their run differential is a -2. So you can't take a team like that serious. Now, if they go out and get a Hap and maybe add another bat, then you can start to look at maybe there's been rumors of Chris Archer maybe going to the Mariners. So if that happens, then yeah, I'll take them a little more serious. But I still don't think, dude, look at the rotation that the Astros have. If the Astros' bats still go cold, they've given up 312 runs this year. The next closest is the Yankees at 362.
And
it's going to be difficult to catch the Astros just because of that pitching staff alone.
And here's the thing, Brandon, to piggyback on what Barry's saying is, with quality starts, you're almost assured quality starts 1 through 4, 1 through 5 in this rotation almost every single time, which means, to Barry's point, when you're not scoring runs, you have a chance. And then you look at the Mariners on the flip side. King Felix has been hurt. He's hurt again. Paxton, who's been their best pitcher, he's hurt again. So if they don't get pitching help and they do have a, you know, a little bit harder schedule down the stretch than they did early on, you know, that's where I, we both will say this, I believe, and I'm not going to speak for you, Barry, but Oakland is coming. Oakland has got some talent. Oakland is doing some things. Oakland's biggest problem is they can't win within the division. They can win everywhere else.
Anything
right.
else?
And so do you think it's going to be so much that the Astros are just going to turn it on, or do you just think that they're still in a crummy division?
Oh, no, I think that, look, they don't have to turn it on.
I don't think they're in a crummy division at all.
Absolutely not.
No, I mean, they're three of the four of the five teams in this division are above 500. There's there's no other division in the AL that can claim that. The only other division in baseball that can claim that is the NL West, the self-proclaimed best division in baseball. So, no, they're not in a crummy division.
It's just that they're head and shoulders talent-wise above what's in their division. And that's why when the cream rises to the top, we say, look, at the end of the day, in most cases, talent will trump all, and they've got more talent.
All right, guys. Well, it's good info. I was just saying, you know, I think Seattle might be a little bit better. I do see them winning a wild card this year. I like them a lot better than any of the other teams. And I think it'd be fun to see. I was born in Tacoma, Washington, so I think it'd be fun to see Seattle. I think it's a deserving team. So they've had a good year.
Yep. They've surprised some folks. They've been scrappy. I left them for dead. Appreciate the call, Brandon. I left them for dead once Cano.
I was just going to say that was the kicker to me. I thought that was the death.
I was like, well, they're done. They won't contend in this division now. And they didn't go away, and they got better. Ever since that happened, is they've been playing lights out baseball. So, I mean, if they make some moves and get an Estrada, an Archer, a Happ, or somebody like that, and maybe add a bat here or there, and then get Cano back. It's going to be serious. I don't know that they're beating the Yankees or the Red Sox in a one game wild card, but it's a good sign for a team like the Mariners. And as far as the Athletics go, I think that the team is just too young. I kind of disagree with you. I don't know if I'm sold on them continuing this push. I think they'll fade a little bit being young, but I think it's a good sign for next year and the years to come that they've got a good nucleus.
I'm not saying they're a playoff team, but I don't think they're going away. I think that they've built a nucleus, like you said, young talent that's don't know any better, but to hang in there and play hard-nosed baseball. I like the way they play, and they showed it when they were here when they took three or four from the Stros.
Okay.
So, there you go. By the way, this just in might surprise some people. I kind of knew this was going on from a dating perspective. I didn't know they just got married. Jalen Rose and Molly Quarum, who is on Stephen A. Smith and Max Kellerman's First Take, just got married.
Hey, congratulations.
Congrats to Jalen Rose and Molly Quarum.
They had a little on-air little spiff for a second there, too. It was kind of funny.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, lovers' quarrels happen.
And so he makes this comment that says, look, you're only as loyal as your options. And he was referring to, like, NBA players, athletes, stuff like that.
No.
And she was sitting right there looking at him, giving him this eye on the broadcast. It's hilarious.
Got a stank eye, huh?
Yeah, it was funny. She was like, really? You're only as loyal as your options.
That's
like,
great.
Yeah. So there you have it.
Good for them.
A marriage made at ESPN. All right, we'll continue to roll on. If you want to join the show, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Back with more right here on 97.5. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I could teach you, but I have to charge.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, knee-deep in hour number 2, 3-hour big show. We call it The Usual Suspects. We call it that for a reason, because you guys are the suspects that keep us going on a daily basis. We appreciate it. If you know how we do things around here, that means it's an F Yeah Friday. F is for funny. Barry's got our Comedian of the Week. Not only do you get the special treat of hearing those special clips from Greg Warren, Greg is supposed to join us either in person or on the phone at 3:30.
He'll be here. I just talked to Ken at the Joke Joint and said he gave him our address, so I guess he's coming in. And don't worry. I know you guys were worried, but don't worry, because Greg is like a regular on radio. He's done like Bob and Tom a lot. He's done
well.
XM
I was
going to
ask
Satellite.
If he's going to roast us. Like, is he going to roast me or you?
No.
Hopefully he roasts you.
I hope he roasts you, because I'll be working with him, so I don't know that he would necessarily.
That's why he should roast you, because you're working with him. Aren't you opening up for him?
That's the worst logic I've ever heard anyone give.
Would you
roast someone that you were about to work with that you had never met in person before?
You've got, you know, you're the comedian with thicker skin.
I mean, yeah.
Well, it ain't me, because mine is like transparent.
But Candy, on Twitter, she's TX2076, said, oh my God. I love Greg. We used to listen to him all the time on XM radio. So he's done radio quite a bit.
So he's known.
He's done Bob and Tom. Yeah. I mean, just bringing in no scrubs over here now.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, it should be good. If he sucks, though, that's on him. I didn't have anything to do with that. If he sucks, now you won't.
I'm going to try and encourage him to roast you or Joel.
Okay.
As soon as he walks in.
I think we should just.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to text Esme and be like, look, do not even bring him over here until I speak with him. Tell our nice front office manager.
And I'm pretty sure between you and the guy who invited him to be on the show, he's going to listen to you.
Yeah, see, that's the other thing.
Of course. Yeah.
How cool are you with Greg? That's the question.
I mean, I've never met the dude.
Oh, Nick, you're in business.
In person?
Never met the guy.
In person?
Anywhere.
Period.
Oh, it's a 50-50 chance.
Yeah, you got a shot.
Yeah.
Shoot your shot, cowboy.
I might be more likable than you.
Oh, you totally are. I got to give you credit where credit is due. You totally
there
are.
There it is. Your new Twitter handle. Nick is likable.
Oh, I would totally change my Twitter handle to that.
Will there, Deshaun Verlander wants to know, will there be a free body by AJ workout at the listener party?
They're doing poker.
Yeah, they're doing poker. Although, I don't know if you'd want to do an AJ workout. It's just really, did you see, by the way, he posted a picture on his Instagram of a hog's head, a pig's whole face.
Who ate it?
The face of a pig. A pig. Not a piece of bacon. Not a pork chop. A pig face, complete with teeth. The teeth were still in the face.
A lot of people, when they do the spit in the rotisserie,
I'm out
for a pig. That's how they do it.
If my food can bite back, I'm not eating that. You need to take the teeth out. No,
you're not going to make a necklace.
I like my food like I like my sex with old people.
You like your food,
what?
Like
you like? Did your, you
with
just
the,
say
with the teeth out? I don't know what I said.
That was so random. Have you ever used that line before?
Never. I just, when I said I like the teeth out, I thought of it right there. That's how my
Your
mind
own
works.
Personal gummy bear?
All right. So remember we were talking about ketchup? You brought up the ketchup in the fridge. Someone wants to know, where do you refrigerate your pickles?
Well, once the jar's open, yes.
Yes.
So not until then, though.
Correct.
That's okay. Kind of the general rule, right? You don't have to refrigerate it unless
it's open. Yeah, that's why I was always brought up.
And it says it on a lot of these labels, too.
I thought so. We were talking about my music earlier. Somebody said, I'm about sure Ross from Friends can drop better beats than Larry can, or than Lammy can.
Okay.
Ross from Friends, did he drop beats? I don't remember that.
I do not remember that either.
Mm. When is the live taping and how can I get tickets? I don't know what that means.
The live taping.
Of what?
Oh, your album.
Come
on.
He was asking about you.
I have no idea. This is just an idea that I had in the last week or so that I'm in the beginning stages of trying to figure out how to do it. So there will be a comedy album recording, and it will occur here. Although I thought about doing it in Fort Worth. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, but your sound engineer is in Houston. You don't want to go to Fort Worth.
Well, I don't have a sound engineer
but
yet.
But it's cleaner in Fort Worth, Nick.
But
it's a nicer city.
Dude. The Fort Worth Hyenas is the hottest club. Now, if I could get a bunch of listeners to come out and people that want to actually hear the comedy and stuff, then I might that would be different. But I tell you what, Fort Worth, it's between Fort Worth and doing it at the Joke Joint. One of the two.
That's cool.
But I got to find a sound engineer. But don't worry, I'll let everybody know that would want to come. That's also why you should sign up on my mailing list. I don't mail much. I think I've contacted my mailing list like once in the last year. So I don't spam you. I just let you know when stuff happens. Like if I'm going to record an album and where that's going to take place, I'll hit up my mailing list and let them know. So that's another reason to sign up. Other texts. Somebody said, well, when you join, it doesn't ask for your first name. That's because you didn't follow directions. You did it on the front page of the website instead of clicking on sign up. Either way, it doesn't matter. No big deal. Yes, they do caller numbers. Somebody said, I was caller number 13, damn it. So the interns do say the caller number.
Yeah, they do. I don't know why that was in question. I forgot. I guess someone tweeted that in a couple weeks ago, right?
Oh, that was an issue for a while on our show. Mm. Yeah. Okay, last food question for now, I believe, on the text line. Do you refrigerate your peanut butter?
No, sir.
I do not.
I do, and I've since changed.
You should not.
Because when
How the hell do you spread it?
Exactly.
It's like so stupid. It'd be like trying to spread ice cream.
But I will say this, when you're trying to give meds...
That's what butter a lot of times, or margarine, a lot of times harder to spread because it gets too cold in the fridge.
My grandmother used to leave the butter out.
Yeah, like an hour or so before...
No,
or all
like
the time.
She had just a tub of butter on the...
Ooh.
Yeah.
I don't know about all that.
Yeah, I don't know about all that, but like an hour before you're going to have a sit-down meal, you leave it out.
not honey.
It's not honey. Honey, you can just leave in room temperature. It never really goes back.
Nanny,
never really
are you
expires.
Trying to kill us, Nanny? Huh? You trying to kill us with this hot-ass room temp butter? Trying to kill all your grandkids? You got some like life insurance policy we don't know about, Nanny? She's got a... Never mind. I'm not going to talk crap about my dead grandma.
Yeah, that's not cool.
I should, though. but no, you don't refrigerate peanut butter. This person, ATF, said, my wife doesn't, and I hate it. Well, take it out.
Yeah.
I bet you, if unless she's just like a peanut butter fiend that eats peanut butter every single day, three times a day, I bet if you just took it out and put it in the pantry, she'd never notice. I do that with my wife all the time.
I will say this, though. Like, it's some like my dog has kind of caught on about medication and peanut butter. That's kind of like my go-to when I give him give her medication.
Yeah.
So, for whatever reason, when I refrigerate it and it's kind of, it's like thicker, it's harder. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't feel the pill that's in the crunchy peanut butter when it's cold as opposed to when it's at room temperature. Like, I can fool her better sometimes when it's at, you know, when it's been in the fridge.
Now, how do you do it when you put it on yourself and let her lick it off? Is it warm or?
She's never done that. She's never done that, sir.
She's never done that? What about your other dogs?
I thought you were going to say, what about you? I'm like, whoa.
Has any of your other dogs gotten freaky with
Look,
you?
Look, my dogs can see. Your cats can't, all right?
That's your dad can't. Hey, I thought this was a salt lick. Nope, surprise. Haas texted me.
From Cowboys and Indians?
Yeah, from What's Cowboys up? And Indians. He said, yo, your boy Mike Liebershaw is here.
Who? Uh-oh.
Liebershaw.
Who's that guy?
Never heard of that cat. Don't know who that is.
Shock.
Uh-oh. Hey, we got 2 minutes. You want to get this call in before we go to break?
Sure. We have a hard break, so.
I can't wait. Clarence, we got to go to break right at 2:55, man. So what you got?
What up, guys? Hey, Joel.
Easy now, Clarence. Let's keep that one offline.
Okay.
What the hell just happened?
Yeah, you know,
we were talking football, Saints, Packers. People don't want to hear that, so let's just stick to the call, and then you and I can go offline on that.
Okay, Saints, Packers. Hold up. Speaking of football, I have a problem with the USA Today. I don't know if you guys seen their projections footage here, but who the hell they think that the Chargers and the Falcons are going to be in the Super Bowl? I don't know what they're smoking over there. They have them projected to win the division and win the Super Bowl against the Chargers.
Who? The Chargers in the AFC?
The Chargers in the AFC and the Falcons in the NFC.
Oh.
Well, I knew you were going to be hot on the collar because it's in your division with the Falcons.
I mean, the Falcons,
they're talented. We talked about it. In terms of the skill positions and even their defense, they're talented. They got a lot of big names, but, you know, I know where you're feeling because of your Saints. But you know what? Look, we said Tony Romo picked Packers, Jaguars. You're still ticked about that. I'm great with it.
Appreciate the call, Clarence. We got to get to a break, man. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, buddy. All right, we're going to continue to roll on, and Sports Mappers are going to join us on 94.1. So we're going to keep to our format like we always do, and we're going to catch you on the flip side for the final hour of the big show. It's the usual suspects right here on ESPN 97.5.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.